Let's all get a hymn. I'm going to turn to page number 201. You know, we were talking in Sunday school, you know, God has been so gracious, so very, very gracious to the United States. His grace has just been beyond what we even deserve. So let's sing about that grace this morning. Page number 201. And let's all stand together as we sing our first song. Thank you. Children's choir is going to come in at this time. Sing with us in page 201.
So good to see everyone in the house of the Lord this morning. We welcome you. If you are a visitor, we appreciate you being here with us. Look ahead of you in the back of that pew. Get a visitor's card and fill it out. put an offering plate, and we'll thank you for that. We're going to God in prayer this morning. Brother Marty Ladd is going to come pray with us and for us as we lift our hearts to the Lord. So many hurting this morning, so many that's out in hospitals, rest homes, not able to be here with us this morning. But just remember every one of those. We pray. Marty may not be here. I'll go ahead and pray then. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful we can look to you, author, finisher of our faith. God, this morning we come to you thankful that we have a nation that honors the dead, those that have died, particularly those that have died in service for our country. And Lord, we just love you and we thank you for that death you gave on Calvary, for the resurrection, Lord, for the ascension, the soon coming back our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the shed blood that removes and cleanses us from sin. And thank you, Father, for giving us the ability to worship you this morning. We love you. We adore you. And we just thank you for this opportunity you've given us once again. Lord, I pray for our nation, all those hurting, those people that's in harm's way this morning, those people that are hurting right now. In Jesus' name, thanksgiving we pray. Amen.
As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, our prayer is for our children, for our grandchildren, is that God would continue to show his grace, his unmerited love and favor, as he has in the past for America. But we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility in ourselves, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, seek God that he'd heal our land. He would touch it again, once again. So let's just stand, and we're going to sing a couple of songs here. We're going to have our little children's choir come up just in a moment. But let's turn to page number 574. It's a song that says what we've just been talking about. It says, if my people's hearts are humble. Let's all stand. Page 574. Some people have chosen not to. I choose to honor our flag forever and ever. God has been so good to us. He's blessed us so much. Our country's got so many problems. But still and yet, Bible promises us, if we will pray and seek his face, humble ourselves, that he will heal our land. On page 571, we're going to sing verse number 1 and verse number 4. Then we're going to immediately switch over to 572 and sing verse number 1. So on 571, 1 and 4, and then 572, verse number 1. Let's all sing together.
My country.
allegiance to our Father. Some have chosen not to do that. I choose to do so. I hope you do too. I want to pledge my allegiance to our country that God has blessed us with through this flag. Let's all say it together. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's all sing together. God bless America. Be on earth. Service that helps keep us safe. The Bible says to honor those whom honor is due. Today, we want to honor those people that help keep our country safe. Those people that, for the very reason, we can stand here, we can sit here this morning and worship God without fear. Anyone and everyone that's in the military or in that branch that keeps us safe, we'd like for you to stand at this time. We'd like to honor you. Would you please stand with us? Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that so much. I want to do one other thing while you remain standing, if you would. Those that are in public service, such those in law enforcement, those are first responders, EMT, EMS, those in ambulance, those who help rescue us, those that help us when we need help, any of those, would you please stand? We'd like to include you on this right here. Anybody? Thank you so much. Again, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate that so much. We love you. We honor you this very morning. And we've honored the great people in his house, but I think we ought to pay tribute to the God of the house. Let's all stand one more time. Let's sing Holy Ground to him. Would you this morning? Let's just praise the Lord and thank him, because certainly we want to honor the God of his house right now. Holy Ground. Shake their hands. Tell them that you love them and appreciate them this morning.
God bless you.
Again, welcome everyone. A lot of our people are usually away on Memorial Day, a lot of them camping and everything, but we're so proud you're here. The usher's going to come. We're going to receive the morning offering. Thank the Lord for this wonderful, beautiful day He has given us to worship, adore, lift up His name, and ask Him petition. We sure do need His help. His help is always available.
Dear Heavenly Father, before we take up this offering, Lord, I want to ask that you bless the gift and the giver. And I want to stop and thank you for all the many blessings that you bless us with. Also for this Memorial Day as we pay tribute to people that have served armed services and keep us safe and that are keeping us safe right now and that will keep us safe on in the future. Lord, I just pray for them. You bless them in a special way this weekend. And again, we thank you for many blessings. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Friday.
So much for that beautiful demonstration of our patriotic love and thanksgiving to our God of our Father. I want to read this one card. It says, thank you so much for your prayers and for your love offering for me and for my family. We appreciate everyone. Love in Christ. This is from Sherman Middleton and family. We appreciate Brother Sherman. Have our special this morning, Dennis Moore. Dennis, if you'll come on at this time. Appreciate Brother Dennis. Appreciate the song he's going to sing. I think it was meant to sing this song. I tried my best last week to learn this song, and I just couldn't do it. So I'm glad Dennis is going to sing this song. I think you'll enjoy it. We appreciate Dennis.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my God above to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to L.A., there's pride in every American heart, and I'm glad we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. God bless the USA.
Thank you, Brother Dennis, for that beautiful song and for all the songs. How we have done our very best this morning to honor and thank God for America. And of course, there would not be an America. There would not be freedom if it had not been for what Jesus had done for us on the cross of Calvary. So we honor him this morning. Good to see everyone in the house of God again this morning. We appreciate the goodness of God allowing us all to be here. And we do celebrate Memorial Day. A little history of Memorial Day. Memorial Day, back 3 years after the Civil War, was started by a general, and it was first proclaimed that on the 30th of May would be a celebration to decorate the graves of those who had died during the war. And then later on in 1868, it was declared that May the 30th would be the official day of decorating those graves of the fallen soldiers. And later on, of course, we honor all those that served in the military because they were willing, when they went, they were willing to die, and they might have died, and many of them did die. Then in 1882, they declared that it would be officially the Monday, the last Monday in the month of May. So we appreciate them doing that. And then it was called, not Memorial Day in those days, it was called Decoration Day. And then they changed it to Memorial Day. In 1971, our nation declared that it would be an official holiday on the first, on the last Sunday in May. And today, even throughout the mountains and probably throughout a lot of the country, it's Memorial Day and everybody knows that, but they still call it Decoration Day. In fact, even today, the last Sunday in May, the church where I grew up, not only they decorate the graves of those that have fallen in the wars, but every grave, people come in at my home church, Zion Baptist Church in Bluff, North Carolina, people come in and relatives from all across the country. And today, if you were there, and I never have after I started pastoring, was able to be there, but this is Decoration Day, they call it. And all the graves will be covered in flowers. And next Sunday, where my wife's folks all the way back or buried will be Decoration Day, they call it. I know it's Memorial Day, and I know it's been changed, but still, we in the South particularly like to hold on to our traditions, don't we? Nothing wrong with that. And then many of you no doubt may have people that you know that are in your family that actually died during the service of our country. We honor you for that. And many of you, yourselves and others, that your relatives were willing to go. Many got wounded. Many are still carrying the effects of the war, particularly the Vietnam War, with all the Agent Orange and everything. And we honor you. And in fact, next Sunday, the graves were my wife's parents. Her oldest, her mother's older brother died in World War I, and he is buried there. And as I go decorate those graves, and particularly I stand at his grave, and even back in World War I, was willing to go and fight and die for the cause of our country. We honor those people. But then let's turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 26. Memorial Day may have started in our nation 3 years after the Civil War and still is a tradition and carried on today, and we thank God for that. But this is a real early event where there was a memorial and there was anointing of the body of Jesus. Seems as though the Holy Spirit put on the heart of Mary, one of the followers of Jesus Christ, to honor memorial, memory, and honor. So when we call Memorial Day, it is remembrance of all those that died and was willing to go and fight for a nation. But now, dead, whether it's your parents, your grandparents, if some of us have children and grandchildren, perhaps, that's buried. And so we honor all those that died. And God has looked upon America and blessed us. But let's go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and begin reading in verse 6. Long time ago, a memorial. So in memory of and in honor of, that's why we have Memorial Day. We remember all those deeds and all those kindness, those people that served, and we honor them. Matthew 26, 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." We see the account where Jesus did not have many days until he was going to the cross. Mary did not understand all of that, but there's a lot we don't understand today. We know the Lord is coming, but we don't know when he's coming. And Mary had no doubt heard Jesus tell many times about he was going to die for the sins of the world. She did not understand it all. But when we don't understand it all, the Holy Spirit still moves and still controls us and still leads us. And so we have this today told of her, a memorial. Not only she did in memory or in preparation for the burial of Jesus Christ, although she did not understand all that she was doing, she just had that urge. And many times the Holy Spirit comes to us today, and we have that longing within our heart to serve the Lord. And if you really have a longing to serve the Lord in your heart, you will do as Mary did. You will, what can I do, Lord? What can I do? I mean, we love Him, we adore Him, we pray to Him, we seek His face, we give our tithes and our offerings, and we come to the house of God. But seemingly, something within our spirit wants to do more for Him. Why? Because He hath done so much for us. And God had, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told us about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ many, many years before He died, actually. And the disciples knew that, but they did not comprehend nor understand. He told them, yeah, they'll destroy this body, but in 3 days it'll raise up. And it came upon seemingly deaf ears to them. And now you and I have the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we witness the saving effects of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time we think of that, and that's what memorial is, remember, to honor and to remember. So let's this morning, just for a little while, go back in our memories to some things the Lord has done for us. And then the last verse that we read, there is not only a memory or a memorial to Jesus, but actually the scripture says that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. So it seems like the Lord is telling us this morning that what we do, we go and we honor. This morning we have done our very best to honor you that have served in military. And though those people that we know and many others we don't know, and thousands upon thousands have died for the service of our country, and we don't know much about them, but we honor them. And we wasn't alive, perhaps most of us, when most of them died during World War I, World War II, Vietnam War, and all the wars. We were not alive, but we have a memory that we have been told their sacrifices. And how, if it had not been for them to go on foreign battlefields and fight and be willing to die, and many did die for our country, and even today they're living with the effects of all the things they suffered during the war and their suffering. And we hold that in high esteem and we honor them for that. And this particular scripture that we read, Mary, has been honored by the Lord. And I believe this morning the Lord would honor, and He certainly remembers every kind of act we do, not only for Him, but for one another. Not too long ago, there was in our nation an effort made to go to all the people that had died during the wars, and there was graves if they knew where they were, and they did, many of them, and they would go plant a U.S. flag. We've seen our children this morning. Thank you, children, for doing that, and thank the Lord for the effort you made of waving that American flag. And so many have volunteers go out through the mountains, and I've been up in the mountains where in years past where family cemeteries, and not many people even know where they were. And there was a flag back in the woods. You couldn't hardly tell it was a cemetery. But someone a few years ago had went, and they did this every year for many years, and they would place a flag if they knew where that grave was. Thank God that people have honored and people have remembered that those people actually died in the battle for our nation. We honor them. Now let's bring our attention to what Jesus has done for us. Mary, remember the scripture here in verse 9, for this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. People didn't understand that. Even the disciples, verse 8, when the disciples saw it, they had indignation. They had feelings of regret that this special anointment, this ointment which cost much, is going to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. And they didn't understand about His upcoming burial. But they did know who He was. This is the disciples, remember. They did not appreciate the fact of all Jesus has done for them, what He meant to them. If Peter, James, and John and the rest of the disciples would just have thought back, they were just fishermen. Nothing wrong with that. That's a great occupation. But they wasn't serving God. Then Jesus came by. And now they did not remember. They did not appreciate. And they thought it was indignation. They thought it was terrible to waste this precious. And that's the way a lot of people look at it today. Many people, no doubt, drive by our church, drive by other churches, and they look at the parking lots, and some of them are full and some of them are half full. But no doubt, in many people's mind, they say, what a waste. Those people are wasting their time. They could be down on the lake. They could be up in the mountains. And they could be doing a lot of things, but they chose to give their lives and their self a testimony because of something. They don't understand it. But thank God we do, don't we? We understand this morning that this is the Lord's day. And we come because the scripture told us, fail not to assemble yourselves in their manner some have. So we realize many that are saved and say they're saved, they're failing and have failed days and weeks and months to assemble themselves. But you and I, we're not like that. The disciples say, what indignation that Mary has wasted this special, special anointment, this special thing that she could have sold and given to the poor. How much more important was it to anoint Jesus Christ for his burial? And you and I this morning, we don't consider it a waste of our time, neither did Mary. So no doubt Mary may have felt a little reproach at the time when she heard the murmuring, she heard the complaining. And it wasn't the devil that was trying to discourage her, it was these actual people trying to discourage her. And many people, your families and acquaintances, may try to discourage you. They may not say it, but they may give indication that they're discouraging you for serving the Lord. But we do it not only in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in memory of what he has done. And Mary now is doing that. So we've seen what the people thought. The people were saying it's a waste of time. And people today still say it's a waste of time. But let's look to see what Jesus says. Because it really doesn't matter what others say, does it? It only matters what Jesus says to us. And Jesus heard about it. He knew about it. He knew what they were thinking before they even said it. And Jesus answered and put everybody in their place. And he still does. So we've seen that the records in the Word of God tell us very specifically what Jesus thinks and what he says about the time we spend and the efforts we make in serving him. Not only is in memory of him, but it's recorded that Jesus says it will be a memorial for her. Everywhere it's told, it's being told this morning, and you're hearing, and no doubt other people throughout the country and world may be preaching similar message. I do not know, but many of us have read, have given account. And Jesus said, let's look what he says in verse 10. First of all, he takes up for the woman, of course. When you and I spend our time, our effort, honoring and giving honor and praise to him, and not only to him, but we honor and give praise to all those that we rightfully do this morning in Memorial Day, what our nation has decreed and what it has told. We have an opportunity to have a national holiday last Monday in May of every year, and we do that in memory and in honor of all those people that have died in service for a country. And we have extended it, of course, to those people that have served men willing to die. But now let's see what Jesus says in verse 10. Why trouble ye the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. They may not have appreciated, but God did. And this morning, your efforts are not in vain. We come to the house of God not even thinking it's a waste of time. We know better. We know not even to think the thought, this is a waste of time. All the service we do for Jesus, always, he said, if you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Every trip you've made to the hospital, to the rest home this week, to help someone struggling, every prayer you've prayed for those hurting and those people that you know, and maybe not that every prayer you prayed, it's in memory of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he has loved us and cared for us and how we ought to love and appreciate one another. He keeps a record of it. Look what he said. Why trouble you this morning, the woman, for she hath wrought a good work upon me. And remember, if we've done it to the least of these, we've done it unto him. And he remembers it. So now, not only do we do it because we realize people are hurting everywhere, and there's people you and I know, and there's people that we don't know, and we pray for all those people hurting. And God help us to pray for our nation. We are a backslidden nation that needs to bring honor and glory to God for the freedom we have and for the opportunities we have in America. And every time we pray for a nation, and he told us to pray for the leaders and for those. And every time you and I do that, God writes it up as a memorial in memory and honor of you. Isn't that something? That the God of all glory would honor you and I if we remember to pray, and particularly the kind deeds we do to others and the efforts we make to visit them, to pray for them, to do something for those. And we have, remember, Bob Silver attended our church here on a regular basis if he wasn't sick. And now he has died, and he, like so many others of you, served our nation for 25 years and went to Vietnam and went to the other wars and was willing and no doubt suffered in body with all the chemical orange and all that, and many of you have. And we honor them, and we honor their families that has given their lives, no doubt, and been willing to give their life. And Jesus takes our part, does he not? He told those people that had indignation about the kind sacrifice she had, why trouble you this woman? And a lot of people, no doubt, today even frown, and they do, and some of them spit upon our soldiers. But yet they serve our country, and they're willing to go and die in battle. And many shoot police officers all through the country. And you and I can't fathom that. We can't understand that. That they're out there giving their life, and they're willing to give their life, and they have families for the communities, and people actually hate them and shoot them. But remember what Jesus says? Why trouble you them? They're so affectionate and they're so loving toward us and trying to take care of us. And Jesus will take their part. True, he lets things happen, and the verse always goes in my mind about we don't understand all that's going on. And some people have said, why do bad things happen to good people? And we don't understand that, but Jesus takes their part. Look what he says in verse 11. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. And today we have this opportunity. If we lived in many foreign lands, we wouldn't be given this opportunity this morning. If we did worship the Lord, we could do it in our homes, of course, but many of them assemble in secret. And then when the authorities find out about it, they're persecuted, they're even killed and murdered, and they're put in prison. But remember, if you do it to the least of these, my brethren, Jesus takes their part. And we don't always have this opportunity, and we take these opportunities for granted that we'll always have these opportunities. We remember just a few years ago, that this church down in Texas, they come in and worship like you and I today, a First Baptist church. They came in and shot and killed. Well, Brother Allen gave me a newspaper report that they have rebuilt that church a couple of years later, and now they're worshiping again. But they were worshiping even before they were able to assemble themselves in a brand new sanctuary, because they were there for the right reason. And Jesus always remembers our efforts. Then he says in verse 12, for in that she hath poured this anointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Anything that we do in the cause of Christ, for the cause of Christ, to assemble ourselves to worship or to adore him, to pray for a nation, to teach our children and their children's children, our little ones, that there's nothing more important than serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And we tell them that, yes, but we lead by example. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and they see us in action. And they'll remember that, just the Lord Jesus Christ remembers what we do. Our children remember what we do. I go back in my memory as a child, and many of you do this morning too. And you remember how as a little child, before you could remember anything, when you started remembering things, you were found on the Lord's Day in the house of God. It was always something we did. I was never in my house. It was never discussed. Not one time did my mother and dad ever say in my hearing, I'm sure they didn't say it, well, it's the Lord's Day. Are we going to church today? It was just something that you do in your mind, but before you even take a breath about anything, you just trust Jesus Christ. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to put you first in my life. And Jesus remembers that. So we have memories of the past, do we not? And many of you know that we're not reared in the house of God. But thank God for the day that you did, God put it in your heart to start coming to the house of God. And then the Lord Jesus Christ saved you. And now you honor him with your presence. You honor him with everything in your life. And Jesus will hold that as a memorial for you. It's one thing that we give the best we can, a memorial to the Lord Jesus Christ. We give memorials to those that have died. We go to their graves and we put flowers on their graves in honor of them, in honor of their life, in honor of their service, whatever they did. They were good parents. They were good grandparents. They were good children. We honor them. How much more when the Lord Jesus Christ honors us for doing these things? That just absolutely astounds me. In verse 12, for in that she hath poured this anointment on my body, she did it for my burial. She didn't understand completely, but the Lord did. He put in her heart to take this precious ointment that was very special and very costly, but she was putting God first. And that teaches you and I something, that if we put the Lord first, put him first in everything, the very most important thing that we can do is bring honor and glory to him. It may be our substance, it may be our prayers, it may be in serving him, but when we put him first in their lives, he will honor us and he will bless us. Look what he says in the 13th verse. Verily I say unto you, and he said it to us this morning, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, and it has been preached in many parts of the world, and has been preached and will be preached in many parts of the world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her, bringing honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, a memorial for her. Then let me read a couple of scriptures in Revelation. Not only have we honored the Lord Jesus Christ by being here this morning, and we've done our best from our hearts to honor all those people that have served the military. We have honored God for America. We've done our very best. But look what he says in the book of Revelations in chapter 19, verse 1 and verse 7. There's something about honoring God, remembering and giving honor and glory, and just thanking God for everything. And not only in the past, but we honor him for what he's going to do for us in the future. See, if you really put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, which hopefully everyone has, but if you haven't, you still can. That trust we got not only is for salvation, that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, headed to the devil's hell, but Jesus realized that, and he and God realized it before the foundation of the world. Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And he was willing to come on that eventful day. And he realized and knew he was going to a place called Calvary. He had created that place. He had created the tree from which they had made the cross. He created the hill. He created the circumstance. He created everything. And in honor to him, and in appreciation to him, we express our gratitude to him the very best we can. But then not only did we trust the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation because of what he's done, but that trust was extended. That trust was extended that he will take care of our every need, even today. And all those people who hurt him, we have a compassion for them the very best we can. And God knows about them. And when we have that compassion, and when we put it into action and do something to help those people hurting, and just if it's praying for them, he remembers that. He will hold it as a memorial, a memory for you and I, and he'll bless us for it. But also, not only are we doing all we can today, and we'll hopefully do everything if our minds are stay in gear, that we'll do everything in the future. but also he has placed in their heart a trust, a belief that Jesus Christ has already determined the day in which God has determined the day in which he will send his son back for us. And we know that eventful day, if we're still living, we'll be caught up forever to be with our Lord. And in the book of Revelation, he told us, blessed are those that read the book of Revelation. When we read it, we don't always understand it, but he helps our understanding. But then remember, the book of Revelation talks about the things which are, and the things which has been, and the things which will be. And when we read it, we understand that he is coming, and we are going. And after we've gone, the world in doubt, like many of the disciples that day, and particularly Judas, that said, why is this such a waste? They'll still be here. We understand that, and we know that, and we pray for those that they will not be left behind. And the only way they're going to escape the judgments of the world is to be saved, and then we'll be caught together to be with the Lord in the air. So we're told in the book of Revelation all these things, and we know that when he comes, we'll be gone. But let's remember, you and I know people that are not saved. And our memory this morning and their love for them and their love for the Lord Jesus Christ, if he was willing, and he was, to give his life a ransom for all the people that would believe in him and everyone, it's not his will that any should perish. Contrary to what a lot of people believe today, that he only died for certain people, he certainly knew all that would get saved, but he died for everyone, and everyone has an opportunity to be saved. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And he was lifted up on the cross. And then he was lifted up to the heavens. And the Holy Spirit was sent back to live within the heart of the believer, to draw us unto him, to give us a memory of what he's done so we can honor him. And if we truly honor him, like he wants us to, then we have compassion for the lost. He died for the lost. And if we remember the lost and we pray for the lost and we do everything in our power, not only to witness them in verbally, which may be hard to do for a lot of people, and it is, but we can be a lot greater witness than that because they're watching your lives. Not only did they realize you were taking time this morning to honor him, but that goes in their memory bank, in their mind. And then when they get sick or when they have despair or when they get in trouble, they will remember that someone was faithful to the cause of Christ. I know a preacher, he's dead now, but he told me his story about his conversion. That he lived in Madison County on a dirt road. And he was a hard-working farmer. But every Lord's Day, he liked to sleep late in the bed. And he said this particular saint of God, a woman she was, had a certain sound to that muffler. And when she would go up past his house to the church every Sunday morning, he said that would wake me up, that distinctly sound, and he knew who it was. He said over and over and over on Sunday mornings, laying in bed, too lazy to get up, hard work, got a rest this morning, he said, and he was lost. But God, through that woman's faithfulness, through her sound of her muffler, brought conviction on her. Why? He knew her life. He knew everything that she was. She served God. She had a smile on her face. She was never one to condemn. She was always just smiling, praying for him. And that brought conviction. Next Sunday morning, after several months, he got out of the bed, went to the house of God, and got gloriously saved. Why? Because a faithful woman. And he remembered that. She died many years before he did. But every time he told that story, what's your story this morning? Remember back when you first got convicted? I remember mine. I was 12 years old. And my father and mother, I never doubted their salvation. They were always in church, always led me to the house of God. But on that wonderful, eventful day at 12 years old, the Lord in glory convicted my heart, showed me I was lost. And I had so much faith in the preacher, but couldn't even tell you who he was at this time. Had faith in mother and dad, but most of all, they had taught me to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
It had not went to my heart yet, but it was in my head. And that day when the Holy Spirit illuminated my mind and showed me my lost condition, it didn't take me but a few seconds to jump out of my seat, run to the altar. Mom and Dad no doubt came too. I don't know. I just knew the Lord met me there and saved my soul. I remember that. And I tell others about that. And now my job is not only to tell others about it vocally, but to let other people see my life, the pattern of my life. And that will lead more people to Christ and to go to church than anything you could ever say or do anyway. Just watching your life, not only that you're faithful to the house of God, they know that, but watching your testimony. They even look to see how you act and react to every circumstance in your life. When you get sickness, when you get despair, when you have financial problems, how do you act? They know. They know your attitude. And the Lord Jesus Christ knows too. And if you have the adoration for him, the honor for him, the honor for other people for the cause of Christ, then that will be a helpful memorial for you. There's a lot of ways to have memorials. And Jesus said that this particular woman, Mary, it would be told every time it was read, every time it was preached throughout the world, that we'll do it as a memorial to this woman. Most of all, a memorial to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question remains this morning, will people remember your life and mine as we do Mary's? We certainly remember those people that served their country and died. We certainly remember our godly parents that take us to church and their grandparents, and we honor them. But most of all, we honor the Lord Jesus Christ that was willing and did go to the cross of Calvary. We have no indignation about that. The lost will, the lost do. But that doesn't bother us nor hinder us. We serve a risen Christ this morning, and we celebrate this day that our nation has founded, remember, 1971, declared a national holiday, which will be coming up tomorrow, but even the day before, because it's the Lord's Day, we honor him for our country, for our nation that he has given us, for the freedom, and for the service people, and for all those people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that have preached, proclaimed, taught us, and even their little children this morning so willingly came to wave that flag, and for the flag being carried. Let's just honor him this morning and everything we do. Would you stand? Your heads are bowed. Would you please come, Brother Randy, if you have a song to sing? Anything God puts on your heart, be the right one, of course. But we do honor God this morning, not only this morning, but every day of our life, particularly on the Lord's Day, for this Memorial Day. Memorial Day in memory and in honor for in memory of what he has done for us and how we honor him. If you're here this morning lost, what an opportunity it would be to get saved. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning you may, in particular your heart, want to honor him by coming and praying. Pray for others. Remember, the greatest need right now is not our physical being or even our health or strength. The greatest need that you and I have are those people that's lost, that you know and I know, people we don't know, that's lost and headed to a devil's hell. And America may be free, and we thank God for it, but they can have a greater freedom than that. They can have a freedom in Jesus Christ, even if they're in a foreign country that doesn't honor God. A freedom in Jesus, there's nothing greater than that. An honor, memorial, memory. Altar is open. Brother Randy, what song is it? 497, nearer to the heart of God. not only has God given us the memory of what has transpired, but faith to believe that everything he said will transpire. Look at Revelation 19, verse 7. This is what we need to leave this morning doing. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of a lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. That hasn't come yet. But as much I believe, anything I believe within my heart, it's just around the corner to happen. For the marriage of the Lamb, the day he calls us home, is come. And the most important part, and the wife, the bride of Christ, hath made herself ready. In closing, have you made yourself ready for the marriage of the Lamb? In performing marriage ceremonies, I found the wife, the bride has spent lots of hours, lots of time, rightfully so, making herself ready for the marriage. And you and I are that bride. Our job today, while we have time, is to make ourselves ready. And everything we do for him will be remembered. Remember he told that about Mary. Everything you do for Christ, for the cause of Christ, will be remembered at the marriage of the Lamb. And that's just around the corner for a child of God. I know he has saved me. I know he came. I know he went to heaven, and I know as much as I know anything, he is coming. We're going to be presented to him, the groom. The marriage of the Lamb has come. But the question, have you made yourself ready? In prayer, Brother Grant's going to come lead us in prayer. Thank you for coming this morning. Thank the Lord for meeting with us this morning.
Some are still praying. This morning, just a couple quick announcements. I'd like to thank all our new members here this morning. If it's your first time here at Fletcher First Baptist, you're an honored guest. We thank you for being here. Miss Silver, it's good to see you. We've been praying for you, and we'll be continuing praying for you. And let's remember that service for Brother Bob Silver is this Thursday. It's a Senior Saints trip that's been moved up a couple of weeks. That's now June 18th, so if you want to go on the senior citizens trip, that's June 18th, and there's a sign-up in the vestibule, so please do that. A couple cards, and in closing, first one says, with gratitude, sincere thanks for all that you've done. Dear Fletcher First Baptist, thank you so much for all your folks you folks did during the passing of my brother, Reverend Cheryl Moore. The food, calls, visits were greatly appreciated. The Bible's donated to Awana, and his name is such a blessing. We will miss him, but we know we'll meet him again soon. May God bless each of you in our prayer, Miss Brenda Bryan. So let's remember that. Brother Cheryl Moore was pastor of Mountain View Baptist Church in Zirconia, who went home to be with the Lord several days ago. And it's good to have Brother Josh and Kathy Lanning back with us this morning. They were in Pinyon, Arizona, from a mission trip from the Navajo Reservation. Have a card that says, thank you for the love offering, our trip to the Navajo Reservation. Thanks also for your prayers and words of encouragement. The church building in Pinyon, Arizona is now close to being finished. We wish the Lord to receive all the glory for what he's done there. So we thank Josh and Kathy for their dedication and their service in the Lord. And we had a great revival this past week, and thank everyone for each had a part of that. If you have a desire to have one, any, or of all the messages, there's a sign-up sheet outside in the vestibule on the CD table. Please sign up, and Brother Gary and Sister Gail will be happy to get that to you as well. Brother Justin, I believe, has an announcement as well.
This is for the middle school and high school youth. This summer, we're going to be taking the youth to a camp. This camp is ran by Brother Dwayne Moore. He's an evangelist from Georgia. And Brother Mark Stroud, he pastors the Wahoo Baptist Church. It's in Murrayville, Georgia. It's for ages 12 and up. It's the week after the 4th of July, so I believe that's the 8th through the 12th. We will leave Monday morning. We'll be back Friday afternoon. The cost, if you pre-register by June the 18th, I believe it is, it's $185. If you register after that, it goes up to, I believe it's $215. That covers everything for for the kids, where they sleep at, all the food they feed them 3 times a day. They feed them really well. All the activities that they take them to do throughout the day. The kids also, they have 2 services a day, and they have choir practice. The activities are fun, but really the activity just gets them from service to service. They'll hear some of the best preaching they'll ever hear in their lives. If you have any questions, come see me. If you can't afford it, please come see me. We don't want any kid not to be able to go because of the cost. To get more information, to get the forms to fill out, the website is powerof2youthcamp.net. That's the number 2. If you can't get the link to work, go to the Wahoo Baptist Church website, and they have a link on there as well. And like I said, if you have any questions, please come see me. Thank you.
All right. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We want to thank you, Father, that we can set a time to remember those that's given their life, given their sacrifices, the families that have given their loved ones to the honor and the service of this country. But Lord, most of all, I want to thank you for what you did on the cross of Calvary. Father, for saving our souls, Father, redeeming us and being that mediator between God and man. Lord, I'm thankful I can call upon your name, you being my Savior, my Lord. Lord, I pray that you get all the praise and honor that's said the rest of the day, tomorrow, Lord, and let us be heavy on our minds for all you've done for us. We love you. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.